Welcome to Wisdom for the Day, a thought-provoking trek through the book of Proverbs, where timeless wisdom awaits. Join us as I unlock the secrets of Proverbs and transform our minds towards embracing true and godly wisdom. Each day, we'll reflect on a different proverb, in order, unraveling its layers of insight and practical application. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, and empowered to live a life of purpose and righteousness. Wisdom for your day starts now. Today is day 135. We're in the 12th chapter of the book of Proverbs, verses 25 and 26 from the New Living Translation. Worry weighs a person down. An encouraging word cheers a person up. The godly give good advice to their friends. The wicked lead them astray. Now, in verse 25, this verse expresses sympathy. A person who worries a lot is sad. Life can be hard, and people fear many, many things. As Christians, we should look after other people. We should speak words of kindness and sympathy. We should speak words that encourage. We should tell people to trust God. Then we shall bring joy into people's lives. In verse 26, other people benefit when someone respects God. People can learn from us. Our lives can teach people about God. This is like a man who leads his friends on a journey. Life is like a journey. Life is like a journey. I'm so sorry. But an evil man is like a traveler who has no guide. This traveler must guide himself on his journey. He doesn't know the correct route, so he's going to go the wrong way. So the evil man will do wrong things, and he's going to suffer because his actions are evil. There's a lot of anxious folks out there, right? Well, Proverbs gives us a simple solution. Just say something nice. Seriously, a kind word can turn somebody's anxiety into happiness. Think about it. Have you made the world a little less anxious today with your words? Now here's a little nugget of wisdom from Proverbs. A good person is careful about who they hang out with and how they influence them. But wicked people, they lead their friends down the wrong path. Remember what your mom always said. Don't throw ball in the house. Well, sorry, she did say that, but something else she said was, choose your friends wisely. They can either lift you up or bring you down. Now here's the challenge for you. Try and say something nice at least 5 times today with 5 different people. And at the end of the day, reflect on whether you hit your goal or not.
Well, that's all for today, but I'll be back tomorrow with more of Solomon's wise teachings. For free Wisdom of the Day merch, head to buymeacoffee.com/renewed mindsets and consider becoming a community member. The executive producer of Wisdom for the Day is Yelena McClellan. The spiritual advisor is Kimmy Shirley. Special music by Weston McCurry. If you like this show, please tell someone about it and share it with them. Until tomorrow, I'm Rick. I love you. See ya.
Hello. You ever feel defeated as a Christian in the confusing times we live in today? This is where God's Loving Sacrifice podcast comes in. We do Bible studies to help you strengthen your walk with the Lord in today's crazy world. We also encourage you to share the gospel and the love of Christ with this world in need. John 3:16 tells us about God's loving sacrifice, and we use the Word of God to help you find a fresh perspective on issues like forgiveness, love, obedience, mercy, and reconciliation. Join us as we delve into the true essence of faith in God and our call to go into the world and preach the gospel. So listen at www.godslovingsacrifice.com.